This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happening tomorrow, it is the Spring Fair in the Aviva Health parking lot. And Jen Rita is in here, Executive Director of the Fish Food Pantry, and Sarah Ortiz from Aviva Health as well. Jen, let's start out with you. What do you have planned for tomorrow?
So tomorrow is our Spring Fair, and we're going to have delicious food from the Pizza Bus and Deli, Granny's Mini Hut, Wilani Shave Ice and Island Grinds, and Best Lemonade in Town. We're going to have all kinds of booths. It's rain or shine. We're going to have bounce houses, lots of fun, all fun free activities for kids and families.
And what are you, what's the objective of this? Just sort of have a fun day?
It's a fun day. It brings awareness to the Jerry Bruce Community Campus. This year, the full weekend is dedicated to the Fish Food Pantry. So money raised from the golf tournament and from the 50-50 drawing at the fair tomorrow will all go to proceed the Fish Food Pantry and help us feed our community.
Well, and I know for folks trying to get food out to people in need, this has been kind of a tough time.
It's been a very tough time, especially with the loss of Albertsons in our community, and then getting food down from the Oregon Food Bank, and it's because their loss of food coming into them. But we're working hard. We're trying to get food out. One of the things that you can help with is tomorrow, if you bring non-perishable food items, you can bring them by the Fish Food Pantry booth.
And what kinds of things are you looking for when you talk non-perishable foods?
Cereal, canned vegetables, canned fruit, dried fruit, packages of nuts, ramen noodles, canned soup, anything that can sit on a shelf.
And if people aren't familiar with the Fish Food Pantry, kind of explain what you do in getting food out to people.
We are the largest food pantry in Douglas County. We serve right around 950 families a month. That's over 20,000 pounds of food a week that we give out.
Wow. And, of course, you get the food from a variety of places, but that includes people donating food.
That is correct. We rely heavily on our community to help us feed our community.
And Sarah Ortiz from Aviva Health, what are you going to be doing with all this tomorrow?
Well, I'll be floating around.
Yeah, get real close there.
I'll be floating around the event, taking photos. I'm in the marketing department, so pictures. I'll be reporting back to our community campus about the event, questions, anything.
All right, so you're going to be busy out there tomorrow. And Jen, like you said, tomorrow is rain or shine. It's a little iffy right now.
It is a little iffy, but we love our campus, and rain or shine, we're going to be there, and we're going to have fun, and we hope that you'll come out and join us.
Now, how long have you been an executive director? It's been about a year, right?
Just over a year and a half, actually.
So how do you feel like it's going so far?
Fabulous. It's the best place I could ever imagine.
What do you like most about it?
Feeding my community, giving back, the relationships that I've made from other nonprofits.
And do you think having that nonprofit campus with a lot of folks in one place really makes a difference?
It makes the biggest difference. We are really like a family. We like to take care of ourselves. I know Casey from Aviva likes to call me their little sister at the pantry. So,
all right, a lot of good things going on out there. And again, remind folks what all is going to be going on.
We've got food trucks. We've got games. We've got bounce house. We got a 50-50 drawing. We got community partners. I know we've got balloon artists, henna artists.
We have face painting as well.
Face painting.
There'll be an obstacle course bounce house there for the kiddos.
All right, a lot going on tomorrow, and it's 12 to 3 at Aviva Health in their parking lot right north of Costco. Jen and Sarah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.